Wake up with Wayne.
Wake up with Wayne.
Good morning, sir.
On today's favourite music.
TFM Radio.
And from a woman who knows everything about the weather to a woman who knows everything about dancing. It's Strictly Come Dancing's Alicia Dixon.
Good morning.
Yeah. I'm actually quite nervous because I don't watch Strictly, Amy.
Oh, you've got to watch Strictly. Whoever doesn't
You're
watch...
You're nervous because you haven't watched it. Don't worry about it.
You know, I'm married. I can't give in to my wife saying, Listen, you will watch this damn programme.
You can't be forced to watch something. You've got to watch it if you want to watch it.
Well, you see, if I watch it, I'll be going, she's fit. And my wife will be going, you're looking at her rear end, aren't you?
Oh, no, don't say that, Wayne.
Oh, Alicia, first of all, I'm so excited because I'm just a massive fan of Strictly. It's just brilliant. There was loads of stuff when Strictly kicked off, loads of people just having a go at you. And it was, to be honest, it was pretty brutal. Were you as shocked as the rest of us at just how brutal it was?
Yeah, I was shocked that there wasn't anything else interesting in the news. No, really, though, come on. It's like, is that really headline news? I just couldn't believe it. I just think that bit of perspective needs to be put over the whole thing. You know, it's like, yes, it's a big show, but it shouldn't dominate. Like, me on the judging panel shouldn't be front page news. That's really bad. Do you not think? I just think that there's more important things in the world.
We like to report bad stuff and not the good stuff.
Well, yes, they say that controversy and negativity sells. The thing is, I've never lost focus on the fact that it's an entertainment show. I'm a massive fan of the show. I'm going to rise above, you know, the negativity, because it's just not worth it. I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm a fighter.
But loads of people did come out and get in support of you and said how much they love you. Yeah, I mean, there was good old Cheryl, wasn't there, who came out and said how brilliant you are. And she even got into trouble off Nasty, Mr. Nasty, for doing it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. See, I don't actually believe that, because I know what the papers are like and I know what they make up. I actually don't believe Simon would even say that.
Which do you prefer, judging or dancing?
Oh, that's a good question. No one's asked me that before.
Sat on your rear end, watching, or exercise? I'd go for sat on my rear end, wouldn't you, mate?
Yeah, definitely.
I've definitely got the easier job. That's the thing. Like, when I was competing in the show, it was 10 hours a day, every day of the week for 4 months. You know, now it's just my Saturday job. I've definitely got the easier part.
See, you sing about the boy does nothing, but you do absolutely naff all now. You just sit down.
Well, Sunday to Friday, my love, I'm doing a lot. This is the thing, right, which I find really bizarre about the whole thing. Obviously, Strictly is a massive, massive show, but in my life, it takes up one day a week. You know, six other days of the week I'm rehearsing for my tour, I'm doing videos, so it's actually, my life isn't completely taken up by Strictly.
We asked the Strictly judges what time they wake up with Wayne. Craig Revel Horwood.
Six.
Alicia Dixon.
Six.
Bruno Tonioli.
Six.
Len Goodman.
Seven.
Lachlan. I know that's your catchphrase, but don't you say anything else.
Whip off your knickers and fling them in the air.
Oh, I give up. Wake up with Wayne, weekdays from 6 on TFM Radio. Unless you're Len Goodman. Wake up with Wayne, every morning on TFM Radio.
Alicia Dixon on the show, and over to our Strictly Come Dancing expert, Eamon McConnell.
See, you get on really well with Bruno. You're quite like bosom buddies with him, aren't you, really?
He's hilarious. Do you know what? Right, somebody said to me, when the show finishes, is he really quiet and talks in a London accent? And I'm like, listen, when the show's not on, he's even more extrovert. He has to tone it down for the show. He's nuts.
I can well imagine. Do you know, Bruno reminds me a bit of Matt, because Matt just is like this dancing expert in the office, and he goes around sambering up to everyone, yeah.
I do. Really? I'm calming it down because you're here today, Alicia. I don't want to show myself.
Serious?
Up. Oh, yes, yeah. Alicia, I love the dancing. It's amazing.
You can't see the hand movements. do you know what, though, Alicia?
About making people laugh, you know, I've been a big pre-Mystique fan, and I always do it, and then I think, when I've had about 7 pints, that I can actually rap like you.
What, you actually try it?
Honestly,
which particular rap? Can you do the My Time, Showtime
Well,
one?
Just for the rest of the crew who don't realise this, I am actually quite a good rapper. Can you give me an example of the old pre-Mystique waffle that you did, and I'll copy it?
My Time, Showtime, Hook Line, Let's Roll, Let's Ride, Scribble on the Paper, Gonna Keep This Tie. Here we go again upon a raver's rhyme. Let me evict you, let me diss you, let me hit you, let me start again. Flip you. Come on, Wayne.
You know what it is?
Flow with my mouth, I scroll. I know you feel it in my flow, don't you? Come on, Wayne.
Could you do me a favour? Could you do one off-cuff, like, Wake Up With Wayne? Give me sort of a line that we could play.
Wake Up With Wayne?
Yeah, just make some up. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Everybody's going to go insane in the morning when they wake up with Wayne. Everybody's going to go insane. Come again, come again, come again with Wayne.
Yeah.
With Wayne.